Rescue Mission CEO Joy Sylvester Johnson says they've been serving about 350 people this week, about 50 more than normal. And she expects even more to come in the next two nights.
People who might have been living in their cars or living in caves or in tents.
And at times like this, when the demand is greatest, the mission finds itself making full use of its facilities. One example.
We have to wash the dishes as we go because by the time we get to the end of the line, we're using dishes that we use at the front of the line.
She says the rescue mission usually requires the men who stay there overnight to leave during the daytime hours, but not when it gets this cold. Evan Jones, WFIR News.